Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's, well, it's Instagram time coming up soon once again on B96. Your chance to win $1,000 an hour 12 times every weekday, including today, starting in just a little bit. Your chance to win. All right, so don't go away. And Drex and Nina, along with Gabe, are on B96. Good morning. I know it's a rainy mess out there and will continue to be. Unfortunately, throughout the commute, your commute home should not look like this. It will clear out later on today. Hopefully, it may be raining, but not as bad. Heavy thunderstorms moving through the downtown area right now. Tonight will be mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. But then things will clear out by the end of the weekend. We're going to see the 80s by, I don't know, mid, later, end of the week. We hope. We pray.
That would be wonderful.
We keep hearing this. We've been hearing it out for a couple of weeks. It's got to stop, people. It's got to stop. All right. So we've got our fingers crossed. So here's the topic. Why are easy girls the ones getting the guys? And there's lots of different comments on that. What do you think, Nina?
I think my question is, are they the ones getting the guys? You can get whoever you want if you're easy. That's fine. And listen, I'm not a prude, so I'm not judging. But I just feel like, okay, cool. If you're going to fall in somebody's lap, they're not going to say no. But do they stay? That's my question.
Well, it's an interesting conversation. I would love to hear from actual the women that are not easy to come in and answer that question, why they feel like the easy girls get the guys. 312-591-9696. Join this conversation. I think what happens there in that situation is that she gets the guy. It's not necessarily she gets the guy. Like, let's say, Nina, if someone you knew slept with somebody, and then like now that guy is then off limits. Does that make sense? So like,
yes.
now you, nobody else wants to date that guy because he slept with the slutty girl. You know what I'm saying?
Marking your territory.
I think that's what an easy girl does, right? She wants the attention. She loves what she wants, and when she gets it from whatever angle, right? And then all of a sudden she's like, yeah, I did all this.
So, well, would you consider somebody easy if they go on a date? You're having it's a great time. It's a good date. And you decide you want to sleep with the person at the end of the night. Is that person considered easy? Or was that just a really good date?
Well, I'll tell you this. Was it easy to sleep with that person on that day?
Well, yes. She fell into your lap, like the first dude said. But here's another comment. Okay, well, there are some women who don't share your views. You can either own it or accept the fact that you may lose out on some guys because of it, or you can change now. But shaming people who have sex on the first night isn't really a practical solution, and all it does is make you look bitter. Yeah, now there are people who, you know, get bitter about the whole thing.
Well, I mean, why are you going to get bitter on
the first night?
Who's getting bitter about it? The other people that aren't sleeping with people on the first date?
I suppose. 312-591-9696. Brittany, good morning. You're on B96.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Fantastic. So what do you say, Brittany?
Well, my thought on it is, yeah, I'm not one of the easy girls. I am married, and it took my husband almost a year to even get close to me.
Okay.
But what I notice is he's got a lot of single girls in his family, and they dress real promiscuous. And I asked, you know, is that attractive to a man? And my husband said, no, it's not. It's much more attractive to have a woman who holds herself together and keeps herself covered up. And my husband thinks that it's more proper. And he thinks that's much more attractive for a woman.
I mean, I think I hear what you're saying in terms of like a wife, right? If you want to marry someone, Drex, you want that girl to be perfect. You don't want that girl to be slutty and easy. You know what I mean?
You don't want to marry
the easy girl, especially if you know that she's a floozy, or a guy for that matter, because the guys are just like that.
1,000%.
Right? But you know what? I'm sure there are lots of people out there who slept together the first night they met who did end up getting married.
Of course. But what percentage are you talking about? Right?
I don't know.
I know a small one.
I know. You think so?
Absolutely. Yeah. People slept on the first date and just all of a sudden, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm saying the percentage is small.
Right.
Right. You know?
Well, what I was always told is that a dude wants something that he works for, right? So, like, it's like you earned it, so then they appreciate it more. I mean, that's definitely kind of a game, because if you really feel like you want to do it, then do it. But is that true? I don't know who told me that. Maybe it was my mom. But honestly, that a dude wants to work for it. Is that right? Boys in the room?
Well, let's see. We have Steven. Right. Steven from Wisconsin. You said that a guy just won't wait forever, right?
Yes.
Well, and our last caller said she made him wait for, I don't think she made him wait for years, did she?
Well, listen, I think that when you find the right person, you find the right person. So, I mean, everything that works around it just kind of all has to play in at the right time. And while Steven's on the phone, Steven, you're not waiting forever, but are you really going to hold it against someone if she doesn't sleep with you the first night you go on a date?
No, I'm never going to hold that against somebody, but also, I mean, you're never going to hold it against someone for not hooking up with you, but it's also, we're not going to wait to just be with you either.
So what is the reasonable amount of time, would you say, to wait before you sleep with someone new?
Personally, I like to establish a connection. That way it's not just a random hookup. But if there's a connection right away, then go right ahead. But if you're just doing random hookups, the guy's not going to stick around. Because then he realizes if he got it easy, all these other guys probably got it easy.
I mean, if there's two girls in the room, thanks for the call, Steven. If there's two girls in the room and there's one that wants to wait 6 months, and there's, I'm talking about equally as beautiful, equally as everything, we're holding steady for all those things, and the one girl's the floozy comes up to the guy's probably going to give in to the girl that wants to have sex.
Of course, because it's instant gratification. But then the question, like I asked earlier, does he stay?
What is it, 3 to 5 dates?
What?
3 to 5 dates.
three to five dates. What, is that how long he'll stay? Is it three to five dates?
Well, let me ask it from a female's perspective, Nina. I mean, if you sleep with a guy with less than a month, I mean, what does that say about you and that guy in that situation?
You know, for me personally, if I have real feelings for you, I'm not sleeping with you right away. Not even close. But if I don't really care and it's just like, all right, this is fun, then I probably will sleep with you in less than a month. But if it's real and like feelings, yeah, I wait. Yeah.
This is a note on Reddit that I'm reading. Classy women give few clues that they are open to being approached, and that's scary, and many times not worth trying. That's one person's opinion. All right, let's go to, well, I'm just telling you. Darla from Northwest Indy, you're on B96.
Hey, hi, guys. Hi. I just wanted to give my opinion on this. I think a lot of what's going on with the hookups and guys staying with those girls is because society has changed so much with the online dating and people sending, you know, nude pictures before they even meet them. That's so pervasive. And so what's happening is the expectation is right out the gate, yeah, we're going to, you know, sleep together right away. We've already seen each other naked and we don't have to work for a relationship. And so people aren't skilled anymore in how to, you know, actually court somebody and develop a relationship. It's starting off the gate with the end game as the first game. So I think that's what's going on. And so these guys and girls, they don't even know how to work to develop a relationship. So of course they're staying together because they're comfortable with how it's going down. They're getting what they want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or,
and you know, we can flip this too.
Easy, for the call, darling.
Easy girls are easy to get, simple as that. All right. Well, enough said, right? But what about the guys too? What about, you know, women who get hit on by the first guy, and the guy has this expectation that, you know, you guys are going to hook up the first night. And, you know, he is. And, you know, we did this topic that why are women so aggressive to men nowadays, where they are the ones who throw themselves at guys. And, you know, you can reverse this. I'm sure there are guys who say, you know what, I'm not going to hook up with you the first night. If I think I like you, I mean, why would we do that?
I mean, which is rare. I think you can almost bank on always the dude trying. He's going to try. And if you say yes, that's on you. But if you say no, see what happens. It's very rare that you even go out on a date with a dude that doesn't try to kiss you. Like, they're always going for it. No offense, but it's true.
All right, let's go to, who do you want to go to? All the lines are full. Let's go to Jennifer in Lamont. Good morning, you're on B96.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. So no commitment.
So my husband and I, when we first met, we did not have intercourse for a year. And we had the connection, and it was great. But I think that nowadays guys are afraid of the commitment. Girls are so ready to, you know, jump in, get engaged, get the ring on the finger. Guys, they don't want that, I don't feel. they, you know, want to play the field, as they say, I guess, with the marriage failure rates being so, as high as they are, and then the nightmare of a divorce. I think they're just filling it out, and they're never going to stay with the easy girl. I don't see that happening. I think they're just playing the field until they find the girl that they want to settle down with.
All right. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer. But I also think timing has a lot to do with it. Dudes, like, they have a window, and, like, when it's the right time for them to settle down or whatever, they will. And until then, it's just you kind of, you know, see what's out there. But if, and it's up to us, like, and I'm going to say us as in women, to kind of set the rules or the boundaries, and not to take away from you dudes, but like I said, they're always trying. So if you are one lady that's out there and is just going to go ahead and get it, you know, right away, like do whatever on the first night, then that dude knows that it's possible. So then now you just made it harder for the other girl that wants to stick around, but this guy is not going to have the attention span to stick around because he knows there's another girl out there that's going to give it to him right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a cycle.
B96 Trex and Nina, and we are talking about why are the easy girls the one who get all the guys? And I found this on Reddit, and quite bluntly, they know the options are out there. Let me look at one of the comments here. I guess it depends on what you mean by classy girls when you're talking about classy girls, but if it's similar to the type that I think of, they never show interest. Easy girls show interest, so you can judge if you want to make an effort with them. Classy girls seem like they aren't interested in dating at all, let alone a specific man. So there's different ways of looking at this. All right, so let's start with... You, go ahead, Nina.
I have a problem with that statement because you're saying that if a girl wants to hook up with somebody, you're not classy. I don't think so. I think that there is definitely a difference between what you're trying to get out of a situation. If you want to just get yours, girls are allowed to just do that too and not be considered anything less than classy. Like, don't you think that?
That's I think so too. Yeah, but I just thought the comment was interesting. I agree
with
you.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right, Jesse in Rogers Park, you want to talk about slut shaming?
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think this topic is, I was really surprised to hear it this morning because I think some of the comments that I've been hearing and even some of the words that you all have been using, like floozy, I think borders on whether or not a woman sleeps with someone and then being slut-shamed for not being classy,
sure,
quote unquote.
I think what Jesse, you heard a lot of words, but I think one that you're missing is that we said that this also applies to men as well, right? So we're not just talking about females.
True, but I think that this is a larger conversation about what it means to be sexually active and what it says about you, if that means that you are then shamed for doing so, you know, and who's more right to get married. I've been hearing a lot of callers talk about meeting their partners and things like that, and so I wonder what that really means, and what we're talking about is what really does it mean to be easy, and what are we saying about people when...
Yeah, but Jesse, would you want... are you in a relationship right now?
I'm not.
Okay. Let's say you started to date an individual and you found out that that person, while you guys were dating, right? Because you guys weren't doing anything serious, you found out that he was just sleeping with girls in like a week, in a day, a couple of days or whatever, and you found out about it. Wouldn't you look at him differently?
Well, I think I would question my relationship.
Right. Hold on. Jesse, wouldn't you look at him differently though?
No.
You wouldn't look at... Come on. You're lying. You would stop talking to the guy. You'd be like, you're the kind of guy that sleeps with girls in a week, and I'm not going to talk to you because I don't want to be in a relationship like that. And if you say anything other than that, you're lying. You know that.
But for some people, it's different, though, Gabe. Some people don't look at it the same way. Like, Jesse, actually, you bring up a really good point, but I think there is also a real conversation about... depending on what you want out of the situation. If you're just hooking up with people and sleeping with them, own it.
And you're
entitled,
cool with that,
you're entitled to be able to do that. But is there a correlation between the time that you sleep with them and then having a real relationship? That's an honest question that I'm still trying to figure out in my real life, right? Jesse, have you experienced anything like that?
No, she's gone. But I mean, let's face it, but if you're using Tinder or something like that, you know what the expectation is and you know what the outcome will probably be.
Well, you can assume it's the joke, that you assume that it's going to be that way. And there are a lot of people that use it for that. But there are also people that are hopeful in trying to find relationships. So it really, I think, comes down to what your preferences and what your needs are and what you're looking for.
Well, I think you know what you're doing from the outset. I mean, if you're using Tinder or Grindr or something, then you know what the expectation, I think, in your head is that it's a hookup, right? And then if something else comes out of it, then it does. I mean, if you meet someone somewhere, it's a social occasion. Then it can be a little bit different, I think. Rosalind in Park Ridge, good morning. You're on with Rex and Nina, along with Gabe on B96.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, as I was driving to work, I just got here, I was thinking about what you guys were saying. And, Drex, I wanted to point out, you were mentioning Tinder and Grindr. I actually met my boyfriend on Bumble. Yesterday was our one-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Now, Bumble's a little bit different because that's where you pick the guy and it's sort of not a hookup app. Yeah.
No, and you know what? Before I dated my current boyfriend, I had dated my ex for 3 years and we had lived together. I don't think there is a time limit, but I think you need to be extremely honest with yourself and with the person that you are with. For my boyfriend that I'm with now, when we first started dating, I felt like this connection, you know, but I had told myself, even though I might have wanted to have sex, I told myself I need to be honest with myself, and if I want him to stick around, then I need to let him know that I'm not going to do that until I'm ready. So I told him, you know, on our fourth or fifth date, you know, I am not going to have sex with you anytime soon. And he was like, okay. I was like, what? Who is this guy? You know, maybe he is a good guy, you know. Most guys would be like, screw you, bye. Like, I'm not dealing with you, you know, because that's what they want. They want that instant gratification. But I feel like if you're honest up front, then they have more respect for you and they'd be willing to wait it out.
Well, I love that. I love that, Rosalie, that you tell them because guys do get frustrated with any situation when it comes to sex. But if you're upfront and he does love you, then he'll stick it out. And,
Thanks for the call, Rosalie.
Says a whole lot about him and his character. So that's a good thing. As long as you communicate it. If you don't communicate it and you go out, I don't care whether it's straight or gay. If you go out with somebody for so many times and nothing happens and nothing happens and nothing's talked about and this goes on and on and on and on and it becomes just a really big game, a circle. I don't know. Then it gets crazy.
Well, that's when you're like, are we just friends?
Right. What
or
are we?
Are you,
yeah.
Are you attracted to me or,
are we
you
wasting
know?
Each other's time? Right. Mia in Hinsdale, you're on B96.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Honestly, I think that most people, like you guys were saying earlier, like I kind of agree with that Jessie girl from Rogers Park because they, like, anyone can do whatever they want, their choice, whatever they want to do. So I really don't think that the easy girls are getting the guys. I think that if they want to sleep with someone, they can sleep with someone. I don't think that makes them not classy for sleeping with someone on the first date.
Totally.
I mean, like, I kind of started recently seeing someone, but I didn't sleep with him for at least a month. And normally, like, that's different for me, honestly, because I haven't been in a relationship in a long time. But after like, I held out and then we started dating for, like, a few months, he ended up breaking up with me anyway and for, like, a stupid reason. I think it was because of the non-commitment reason. So, realistically, I don't think that, like, like you're classy or you're not classy or you're easy.
Yeah, I don't think we're saying that.
I don't think there's one. There's not one simple formula that works for everyone.
Yeah.
It's going to vacillate and it's different.
Because whether you're a guy or a girl and you sleep with someone, we're not saying if you sleep with them fast, we're not calling you easy or saying that you're slutty. We're just saying that's your preference. That's what you do. No one's saying anything against that, you know, both ways.
Okay, let's move on. Next, we go to
Nobody.
Oh, we're going to Nobody. We're going to play a song. All right, we're going to take these calls, 312-591-9696. We'll be right back. It's Drex and Nina on B96. Good Monday morning.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.